Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. If you folks can move up a little bit. Brothers can move up a little. We have plenty of space here. You're doing the social distancing, but still, there's plenty of space. I bear witness that there is no God but the one God, Allah, the creator of the universe. To Him belongs the command, to Him belongs the creation, and He has power over all things. And I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah and the last of messengers and prophets. And I send salutations on him, his family, his companions, and all the prophets and messengers right from the beginning, from Noah to Abraham to Moses to Jesus to Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear brothers and sisters, I'm going to talk about two issues today. Number one is about repentance. That Quran calls it Tawbatun Nusukh, which is sincere repentance. Now, many Muslims, I'm not specifically pointing to anyone here, but many Muslims whom I meet when I travel around the country, they think that repentance means that you can, if you have sinned, if you have made something which is a violation of Islam, you can say, may Allah forgive me, and that's it. And then next time it happens, then again you can say, astaghfirullah, may Allah forgive me, and that's it. So the idea of repentance is not clear, tawbah, not clear to many of our brothers and sisters. Actually, this morning, one of the great scholars of Islam, whom I knew personally, my brother Munawwar Hassan, a leader of Jamaat-e-Islami in Pakistan, he died. And I was thinking that instead of mourning him, I should talk about repentance, because that was one of the things he used to teach. Okay, our brother is there for security, thank you. So he used to teach about repentance, so instead of just being sad, let's try to teach about what he used to teach. That Tawbatun Nasuh, which the Quran calls sincere repentance, those are the words of the Quran, Tawbatun Nasuh. It's a very serious business. Many people do not realize how it works. It does not mean that one can just say, may Allah forgive me, and just go back to doing the same thing, or not do it for a while, and then do it again. No, it doesn't work like that. Firstly, that sincere repentance, according to the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, means that you will not do that again. That's number one. And number two, that you will make up for what you did. That means if you damaged someone's property or injured someone's character, that you will ask that person for forgiveness and not do that again. And if it was a sin of the mind, you know, bad things we think about. Mentally also we have to cleanse ourselves. If our tawbah, our repentance is sincere, we have to cleanse our minds and thoughts, which is not easy in a very corrupt society like we have in America, or in many other parts of the world now, because America is now spreading out everywhere. And that is, for example, pornography, thinking about haram things with women and stuff like that. All that, if it is not cleansed, and we committed the sin of doing something bad like that, and we say, well, I say to Allah, I'm sorry, I will not do it. But it's in your mind. Unless that mind is also cleansed, your tawbah is not nusukh, not sincere. And you know that Allah Almighty We can't fool Allah Almighty. He knows what we are about and what are our intentions. That's also the very first hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, and that is, actions shall be judged by intentions. Now we can't know anyone's intentions, but Allah can know. So that, since tawbah does not work if we don't implement it fully and make up for the damages we might have done and to purify ourselves and not do it again. Of course, we are human beings, we might do it again. And then again we do tawbah and try to reform. But if it becomes a game that we keep on doing the same bad things, that we support the oppressors, but we come to the Muslims and say we are with you, then we go to the oppressors and we say we are with you, and then we say to the Muslims, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I won't do it again. And then again, go and do the same thing. That is not acceptable. And gradually, and the many people don't even do the repentance. They just in their mind, they think, you know, that was bad, I won't do it again. So you have to express it clearly, make two rakas, say to Allah Almighty, I made a mistake, I won't do it again. If I beat my wife through no fault of hers, or even for a fault, then I must firstly say sorry to her, and then make sure that it doesn't happen again. But if that is sort of like, oh, saying to the police, I love her, I won't do this again, and then you do it again. In Islam, it doesn't work like that. So according to this brother, who passed away this morning here, he taught many things, great scholar as Abul Hasan. But one of the things is that tawbah is not something easy. It's not something flip. And if we keep on doing tawbah and then repeating, keep on doing tawbah, then repeat, on and on. Or it becomes like, okay, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Or don't even say it to anyone. Or you don't fulfill the damages done to the other person. Then gradually, according to the scholars, many scholars don't want like to say this, that you slip into kufr. That means you're sort of playing with God. You can't do that. Because God can always, Allah Almighty is, you know, forgiving, merciful, compassionate. We know that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We say that before every surah. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. He is merciful, but He is not to be quibbled with, not to be toyed with. But also He is Al-Wahid Al-Qahhar, the one who is powerful in punishment. So we can slip into kufr. One brother was telling me on the internet, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on the internet, especially Facebook, that smoking is a sin. I said, brother, it is a sin if you repent. Otherwise, it is opening you to kufr. So he said, no, brother, you are extremist. Finally, he ended up calling me almost a terrorist. I said, no, brother, this is... Did the Prophet Muhammad ever smoke? He didn't. Right? Did he go on drugs? Of course, Quran says al-khamr, that alcohol. Doesn't say so many other things. You can go on drugs? No. If the Prophet and the entire community of the Sahaba did not smoke, and this brother does, and says, I'm sorry, and then he does it again. becomes very difficult to get off smoking. Gradually, it becomes a condition of non-repentance. And if there is no repentance, the next step is kufr. You're actually denying Allah Almighty while you're claiming that you're Muslim. It's very difficult for people to digest this. Because there are certain weak hadiths which say that if you say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you're going to heaven. No, it's not easy like that. Quran always comes first. Al-Aqaba. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْأَقَبَةُ. What is Islam? It is Al-Aqaba, the uphill task. It's not easy. Not you can just let it slide and everything comes out okay, and because you recited the kalama, you are going to paradise. No. People give their lives for Islam. Keep people sacrifice, the Sahaba, the Taba Tabi'in. Sacrificing everything is not just one Sahabi, 100,000 Sahaba. Read the Surah 9, verse 100. It points out what is the Maqame Sahaba, how great they are. They are the vanguard of Islam. And if none of them ever smoked, and I'm just giving you an example, I'm sure there are many other examples like this. And I say, okay, I smoked, I'm sorry, won't do it again. And you know, it's destroying my body, it's destroying my soul, you know, and it's also making my company terrible with all the smell. I won't do it again. And then I do it again. And then I do it again. And then I do it again, right? But it's so difficult to get rid of that addiction of the cigarettes. That is why, brothers, this way to Al-Jannah, it's not easy, it is life forever. You are saying that after passing out of this world, everything you want Allah will give you. And you can't even do the tawbah properly? No, it's not easy. Al-Aqaba, the uphill task. What is the uphill task? To free the slave. Who is the slave? We don't have people in chains and all, except in some places. Mostly, our slavery is mental. We are slaves of drugs, slaves of alcohol, slaves of fornication, slaves of so many things. Not just addicted, we are trapped. And we always say, you know, Allah is forgiving and merciful and everything will be okay. It's not that. That is why if we follow the tawbah routine, what's supposed to be the real tawbatun nusuh, then we are going to be, and inshallah this community is like that, a very strong community. You know, one of the wives of the Prophet made a little mistake. And the Prophet ﷺ was told about it in Surah Tahreem. It was not a major sin or anything like that. But Muslims, especially their leaders, have to be at a standard which is not ordinary. So we have to do the real tawbah. If the entire community of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and the Sahaba did not smoke, and we insist that, oh, it's no big deal, brother. Where does it say in Quran you should not smoke? No, it does not say in the Quran that you should not smoke, but also it does not say that you can smoke. That's where I'm going to go into the second part of the khutbah. What is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What we think, not we mean generality of Muslims. What we think is sunnah and what is the real sunnah? May Allah forgive our sins and our shortcomings.